He sniffed elaborately. You got that aura about you. Who were they anyway? Rivals? Enemies?
Keep your voice down, Jadak said.
I'm just telling you, I don't have any big dreams. I'm content making a small living here.
Jadak sat back into the chair. Picking pockets? Making off with bags at the spaceport? Doing a bit of breaking and entering on the side? Some petty theft during power failures or while folks are attending funerals? Post nodded knowingly.
See? You even talk like a cop.
He started to rise from the table, but Jadak grabbed hold of his sleeve. Sit down. I'll explain everything after we talk to the mechanic.
Bammy.
Jadak looked up from his drink.
Bammy Decree. That's his name.
Post nodded with his chin toward the circular bar.
And I think this might be him.
Jadak followed Post's gaze to an elderly human, nicely dressed but somewhat stoop-shouldered and hobbling on perhaps century-old legs.
Are you Post?
He asked as he approached the table.
That's me.
Post stood, as if to offer to help him into a chair, but Decree waved him off and sat down unassisted, glancing uncertainly at Jadak.
I've come all the way from the Duro sector.
We know,
Post said sympathetically.
And we appreciate it.
Decree glanced at Jadak again.
Then let's get on with this.
Jadak interlocked his fingers and leaned forward. Bammy, I'm looking for information about a YT-1300 freighter that collided with a Corellian ship 62 years ago. Decree's jaw slackened, and he stared at Jadak in astonishment.
Are you talking about the Stellar Envoy?
Jadak practically came out of his chair and had to force himself to speak softly.
That's the ship, Bammy. How do you know about it?
Decree smiled, revealing gaps in his yellow teeth.
How do I know? I rebuilt that freighter top to bottom after the collision. Added parts to it from an old YT-1300P. Retooled the engines and power core. Beefed up the plating and the hyperdrive. Redid the entire interior. Even installed a new droid brain.
Jadak put his hand gently on Decree's upper arm.
Who bought it, Bammy?
Decree gazed at Jadak's hand until he removed it.
A crime boss by the name of Reg Taunt.
Jadak logged the name.
Is this Taunt still alive?
Oh, yeah.
Does he still have the Envoy?
He renamed it Second Chance. But no, he doesn't have it.
Decree smiled slightly.
He ran into a bit of trouble with that ship because of something I did without meaning to. You see, the computer I installed was built by the Colicoids, and it wound up activating a cargo of black market buzz droids Reg was hauling for a Black Sun Vigo. Reg managed to jettison the droids before they could dismantle the Second Chance. But they went and attached themselves to an Imperial cruiser that was vectoring in to intercept the freighter.
He looked from Jadak to Post and back again.
The cruiser blew to pieces, killing more than 75 men, and a lot more stormtroopers.
Post whistled.
What happened to Taunt?
Instead of answering, Decree turned to Jadak.
I didn't catch your name.
Jadak. Decree blinked in confusion.
Any relation to Tob, Jadak?
Jadak stiffened.
You could say that.
Decree wet his lips.
You're his son.
Whose son?
Post asked.
The son of the pilot who died in the collision,
Decree said without taking his eyes off Jadak.
No, I'm him,
Jadak said finally. Decree went white.
But that can't be.
I survived the crash.
You survived the crash?
Decree tried to make sense of it.
Even so...
I know. I don't look my age. Jadak motioned to himself.
Believe me, Bammy. Underneath all this, I'm older than you are. But how do you know my name?
From the YT's flight recorder.
Decree said when he could.
I pieced together a whole history of that ship.
He ran his hand down his face.
And now you're looking for it.
I am.
Decree's eyes narrowed.
Reg would know where it ended up. I can tell you where to find him.
Where, Bammy?
Well, he was on Ovo 4 for a time. Now he's in Carcel.
The prison?
Host said. Decree grinned.
He's sure not there for the waters.